good morning and welcome back to Impacting Your World. I'm Apostle Debbie Viggs, and I thank you for joining me this morning. Let us get started with our Colossians prayers, Colossians 1, 9 through 14. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning to thank you and to give you praise. We give you all glory and honor for the privilege and honor to sit at your feet once again this morning. We thank you for this time in your word, Lord God, and for the insight that we will gather from this word. We thank you for wisdom, for granting us the spirit of wisdom, of knowledge and revelation. And we are grateful to you, Father, for all that you have done, all that you continue to do, and all that is to come into our lives. We are grateful for that. We thank you, Jesus, for your precious blood, and we plead your blood over ourselves and our families and everyone and everything that you've blessed us with in this life. We plead your blood over our homes and even this program. We are grateful for this precious blood that speaks of better things for us than the blood of Abel. We thank you for sending us the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into our homes, into our hearts, into our lives. Have your way in us this morning and help us to pray as we pray these Colossians prayers over ourselves. From the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray and to make a special request, asking that we may be filled with a full, deeper, and clearer knowledge of your will and all spiritual wisdom, in comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of you, Lord God, and an understanding and discernment of spiritual things. I pray that we may walk and live and conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of you, Lord, fully pleasing to you and desiring to please you in all things, bearing fruit in every good work and steadily growing and increasing in and by the knowledge of you, Lord God, with fuller, deeper, clearer insight, acquaintance, and recognition. I pray that we may be invigorated and strengthened with all power according to the might of your glory to exercise every kind of endurance and patience and perseverance and forbearance with joy. I give thanks to you, Father, because you have qualified and made us fit to share the portion which is the inheritance of the saints, God's holy people in the light. And I thank you that you have delivered us and drawn us to yourself out of the control and the dominion of darkness, and you have transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of your love, in whom we have our redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of our sins. For all this we pray in the mighty name of Jesus with thanksgiving. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, praise God. This morning, I'd like to talk about this key that is found, this key scripture that is found in the book of Matthew, chapter 13 and verse 11. And this scripture says, "And he replied to them, 'To you it has been given to know the secrets and mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given.'" We also find it in the book of Mark, and in the book of Mark, chapter 4, and verse 11, it says, "And he said to them, 'To you has been entrusted the mystery of the kingdom of God, that is the secret counsels of God, which are hidden from the ungodly. But for those outside of our circle, everything becomes a parable.'" So this is important, excuse me, because Jesus is saying it has been given to us to know. That knowing there is having knowledge of something. Well, right now, in the world where we are, if something, if I need to get treated for something, if I go to the hospital, why am I going to see that doctor? Because I don't know how to treat whatever situation or symptom that I'm dealing with myself, and so I go to somebody who knows how to do that, and I pay that person. If our car breaks down, we take it to somebody who knows how to fix the car. Why? Because he knows how, and we don't know how. And so this is what Jesus is saying, something similar to that. Like the reason, there, even though we may be in the world, but to us, it has already been given to know the secrets and the mysteries of the kingdom. What does that mean? How does the kingdom of God work? What are the secrets to the kingdom of God? So to us, it has been already given, and it's not just given to us just like that. We must know how these secrets and mysteries operate. And as we find out how these mysteries and secrets of the kingdom of heaven operate, then will be able to do exploits for the kingdom of God. Not only that, we'll be able to live successfully here on the earth. And so let us go to the book of Matthew chapter 16. In Matthew 16, I want us to start then. I it, you know, basically Jesus is talking about us having knowledge. Knowledge is the key in order for us to have these secrets and the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Just like I used the example of the reason you would go to a doctor is because you don't know how to treat yourself, and he knows how, you know, to diagnose whatever problem is going on with you. And so you would go to the person who knows how. When you go to the mechanic, it's because he knows how to fix the car and you don't know how to fix that car. And so you go to the mechanic. Well, it's the same thing here. Jesus says it's been given to you and I as Christians to know how to operate the secrets and the mysteries that are, it may seem secret as a secret or mystery to those that are without, those are, who are not part of this circle, who are not part of the kingdom of God, those who have not yet, you know, who are yet to accept Jesus Christ. But to you and I who have accepted and have entered into the kingdom of God, it's been given for us to know. So we have to have this knowledge of knowing what the secrets and mysteries of the kingdom of God are. And that's why you'll find that even right now in the natural, for most people, when you say certain things, it seems like you're speaking, you know, you're just, the Bible is a book of stories or just parables to them, because their eye, it has not been given to them yet to know the secrets and mysteries. You and I can understand different accounts. We understand how God operates. Why? Because it's been given. So let's start in Matthew 16 and verse 19. King James Version says, "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." In Amplified Version, the Bible says, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind or declare to be improper and unlawful on earth must be what is already bound in heaven, and whatever you loose, declare lawful on earth must be what is already loosed in heaven." Now, I know a lot of people use this in terms of prayer, and of course, some don't use it correctly. You know, that's another teaching. But what I want us to see is that he says, "I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." He himself also said that to you it has been given to know the secrets and the mysteries, and I'm going to give you the keys that unlock basically the kingdom of heaven. Okay? And so think about it. If you are locked outside, you know, let's say you went somewhere and you forgot your keys, and you have one of those doors that will lock automatically behind you, and so you have to have it to open it. And let's say, for instance, everybody has left. Everybody either they've gone to work or gone to school, and you're all by yourself. What's going to happen? So you need to get back in the house. You can't get in the house because you're locked out. You may knock and knock and knock all you want. The door's not going to open because you knock. You'll be frustrated, and you'll have to sit there and wait until somebody with a key comes to open that door. And so without, you know, unless you want to actually call, you know, somebody to come and unlock the door for you, which you have to pay money because they know how, you don't know how to unlock that door without the key. And so this is what Jesus is saying to you and I, that look, I've given you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. There are some keys that will unlock the key, you know, some doors in the kingdom of heaven that you need to unlock. And to you and I, it has been given to know what these secrets and these mysteries of the kingdom of heaven are. And I've already given you the keys that will unlock the doors that you need to unlock. But to them that are without, they don't have those keys to unlock that. Amen. And so a lot of people are hedged in. These are Christians that I'm talking about. We are hedged in and locked up by the circumstances of life, because they have not located the keys that operate the issues that they are confronted with. But God has, you know, Jesus says that the knowledge of the kingdom of mysteries and secrets is our heritage. It's been given. He says to you, it has been given to know. Amen. So it's been given to us already, you know, to know the secrets of and mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Not only that, he says, I give you the keys, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, which, and there's doors that you can unlock, the doors that God has already unlocked in heaven, you can unlock those doors. And there's doors that God has already shut in heaven. You can't unlock those doors on earth. Those you still, you know, those have to be locked. If God has locked them up in heaven, you can lock them up as well. Amen. Now, I'm using doors because of the topic that I'm speaking of in terms of knowledge, you know, because like I said, in a lot of people, a lot of Christians are hedged in and locked up by the circumstances of life because they've not located the keys that operate the issues that are, they are confronted with. Now, the keys of the kingdom is actually the knowledge of the mysteries and secrets of the kingdom of heaven. So these two scriptures, when you study them, you'll find that the keys that Jesus is talking about here in Matthew 16, when he says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, is the keys that will open the mysteries and the, you know, the secrets and the mysteries that we are told about in Matthew 13. Therefore, it is our duty as a redeemed child of God, you know, and you know, to open, to understand, or to gain knowledge of what these keys do. And because he didn't say one key, he said there's keys, several keys. So we need to understand what these several keys are. And, you know, in order to establish our status of dominion here on earth and validate our authority over the enemy. Jesus said, I give you power and authority. In fact, not even Jesus, but God created man. He said, let him have dominion and authority over all the things of the earth. And so in order for you and I to establish and validate, to establish our status of dominion and validate our authority over the enemy, we need these keys that open these doors. So the knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom, which is simply put, the same as the knowledge of the word of God, is what will put us in command and give us mastery over the issues of life. This is what will give us that, you know, will give us the victory at all times. This is how we can overcome when we have the knowledge of the word of God. Now, I'm not just talking about knowing of God and knowing about what God can do and just knowing God's name. That's basic stuff. I'm talking about digging deep in the word of God to unlock these doors. Amen. The use of any other thing, you know, if you, for instance, if you take a small lock, you know, like to lock a locker room, you know, a locker, or you, you know, or to lock your gate or whatever, if you use like a small padlock, it may be small, but in order for even, you know, like think of the, you know, locks that we used to use back in the day when they allowed us to lock our suitcases. And even now they still have those TSA locks. If you use that lock, as little as it may be, it takes using the right key to open it. Now, you may have many little keys that open suitcases, but the key, the right key for that lock, if you don't use the right key for that lock, it's not going to open. You know, you have to have the particular key that came with that lock to unlock it. Without that, it's not going to open. Well, it's the same thing. The use of any other thing in the kingdom will end in futility. So you may have knowledge, you may have keys of something else, but you, just because you've got one key doesn't mean that it will open 50 other doors of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. No, you need keys. Jesus says, I will give you the keys. He didn't say, I will give you a key. He says, I will give you the keys. Okay, so you find that, first of all, sometimes we think, oh, well, because, you know, I'm highly educated. No, it's not about your education. Don't get me wrong. You know, you can be as highly qualified, you know, academically qualified as you need to be. But in this realm, that's of no use. Your the way you speak, your, you know, whether you're eloquent, your grammar, all that, it's of no use here. You know, struggling to open these doors will not do it either. It's of no use. You can't even force the anointing of God to work to open these things for you. You know, in terms of how do you force the anointing of God, by, you know, thinking, well, let me just pray these aggressive prayers, pray them this way, that way. It's not going to open these doors either. What you need is knowledge to reign here on the earth, knowledge of the kingdom of God, knowledge of the mysteries and secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And this is because you'll find that at the root of every Christian's problem is ignorance. Now, this is not to say people are ignorant, but I'm saying when I use ignorance, I'm talking about lack of knowledge. At the root of every person's problem, you know, is always lack of knowledge. Whereas the secret of triumph is knowledge. So don't let the enemy deceive you. There's no substitute for knowledge. That's why God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And this is the ignorance that he's talking about, you know. And you'll find that there are many prayer warriors out there, and we thank God and praise God for them. But most of them are worn out. Why? Because they're praying and praying and not seeing results. Well, it's because they lack the knowledge that, you know, they need to, if they could identify the root cause of that problem and pray, you know, based on having gained knowledge of, oh, this is the root cause, then they would, you know, get answers quickly. You know, people shake their heads, hands, you know, do gyrate, all those things, but still the doors that they want don't open. Well, the only guarantee for freedom is knowledge. Now, again, not every key can open a door, you know, and many Christians have succeeded in taking delivery of only one key, and they want to open 50 other doors with this single key. You know, they're saved, no doubt. They pray in the Holy Spirit. They do what is right. They give. They pay their tithes. You know, they pray for others. They do all that. But the key that will grant them access into health, abundance, and success, they are yet to get that key. They don't have it. You see, so every exploit in life is a product of information. You cannot be informed and not be transformed. It is information that breeds transformation, which in turn leads to inspiration and then culminates in aspiration. When aspiration is pursued, it brings forth transformation. You see, nothing happens by accident on the earth. The biggest enterprises on the earth, if you study the biographies of all these people, they all took off from the bits and pieces of information that they gathered. You know, you can read about different people. Even Richard Branson, he became one of the world's richest men because he read this little book that told him about this talking called Small is Beautiful, or something like that. And his entire business empire took off with the information that he gleaned from that little book. And so therefore, you know, we must place value on information if we don't want to suffer frustration in life. Now, it takes information to be free from stagnancy and, demotion in life. If you are informed, you will be formed. If, you know, and you will not be deformed, because you will be deformed if you don't have information. But if you're informed, you will be formed. And if you are well informed, you will be well formed. Well, the amount of information that you have on any issue in life will determine your accomplishments in it. That's why when we go to the book of Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1, the Bible says to us, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth." Now, let me read that also from the Amplified Version. It says, if you will listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, being watchful to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. Well, all that this scripture means is information. If you will crave after information from the Lord and let it bring enough inspiration to cause aspiration, you will come out on top. You see, you can't enjoy prosperity more than how informed you are about it. And I'm not talking about just financial prosperity. I'm talking about total life prosperity, all areas of your life. You see, information is the baseline for your tomorrow. Whatever you'll become tomorrow will be determined by how well informed you are today. Once you have it, you will just smile at every opposition because you know better. So lack of information brings about deformation. So it's important for you and I to settle down and crave adequate information which is relevant to our goals in life or which addresses the challenges before us, because we need our own personal knowledge to be free from any kind of destruction that the enemy is organizing around you. Now, yes, it's encouraging to hear other people's testimonies. And sometimes most people think, well, because so-and-so did it this way, I'm going to do it this way. No, it is because that person took time to get into the Word and gather information concerning that challenge that they were dealing. And then they were led to pray in the way that they prayed, and that the outcome of their, the outcome that they received was because they had gleaned information, not because they just prayed that way. That's why you'll find that you can, hear somebody's testimony of, oh my God, they did A, B, C, D, and you're like, wow, I'm going to do that thing as well. I'm going to pray the way they prayed. You could even have the very prayer that the person prayed, and you go and pray that prayer, but you find that in your own case, you're not getting the results that that person got. And you wonder, well, Lord, this individual just testified that they prayed this prayer and it worked out for them. They prayed this prayer and you answered them. How come I'm praying the same exact prayer, and I'm not getting the results? Well, and the person, sometimes you'll find the person didn't even fast. They just said, and I was studying the Word and then I got this revelation and I prayed this prayer. Sometimes people won't tell you deep and talk that how they got into the Word and got the answer. They'll just say, I was going through this situation and then I prayed. I was led to pray this prayer and I prayed it this way and I did that and I gave this seed and that. And then, boom, all of a sudden within 24 hours, I got my answer. I got my miracle. God answered me and took care of my need. And you'll be like, wow, I'll do the same thing. And you start at the point of them just praying the prayer, and you take that prayer and you give the seed, but you don't know what they did before that. And so most of the times it's because you haven't gone into the Word yourself to get a revelation for your situation yourself and to be given what to pray for or how to pray for that situation yourself. You see, the devil is always organizing destruction around you. That's his MO, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He's always busy organizing how to destroy you, how to get you out of this game. He's always destroying, for not only you, but even myself. And so if we don't have information, if we try to attack the enemy or go out against him based on whatever little knowledge we have, it may have worked in the past, but it may not work anymore because, you see, he's a strategist. He knows, okay, last time we attacked this individual and they did in this particular area, this is what they did. So let's go about it a different way. And they know that, they haven't been studying the Word. So all they have is that one, strategy that they used against us. So he's going to come around and do something different and try using the same strategy that you think, well, last time, I did this and the devil fled. Well, let me do the same thing. No, he's not going to flee. You need more knowledge. That's why I like David. David, when the enemy armies came to fight him, he didn't just go in and fight them by himself. He inquired of the Lord, should I go and fight them? Will you give me victory? And the Lord spoke to him and said, yes, go and fight them and I will give you victory, but go this way, that way. He said, okay. He went, he fought, he won that battle. Again, after some time, the same enemy armies come around again to fight him. Again, David didn't say, well, because, last time God told me to do it this way, that way, that's the exact way that I'm going to use and go out and fight. No, before he did that, he inquired of the Lord again. Lord, they're back. Do I go out and fight them? Will you give me victory? The Lord said, yes, I will. You can go out and fight them and I will give you victory. But this time, go this way, go that way, go. He changed the strategy. So what makes you think that just because you fought the enemy using that one strategy that you got before, that means it's the same strategy that you will use again and it will win this time? No, because the enemy always has a different strategy as well. And so how do we get a different strategy? Well, we get back in the Word of God. We search the Word of God. We settle down and crave the adequate information which is relevant to that challenge that we are facing. And, you know, we need to have that knowledge of what do we need to do. But most times it's like fasting. We have, you know, several different fasts in our ministry that we do every year. But I'll tell you, people will just wait for that. Oh, I'm just going to wait for that fast. No, you need to have knowledge. You know, it's not just about the fasting. It's not about, okay, I'm just going to wait for the emails. No, you need to get in the Word for yourself as well, in addition to, you know, whatever you've been given. Get into the Word to say, okay, Lord, I'm studying this Word for myself here. What exactly is my, you know, strategy out of this situation? And that's what you need to do. But we find most Christians don't have time for that. You know, everybody wants a drive through or a drive, you know, it has to be 2 minutes or less. If, you know, if I can't get it at the drive through window, I'm not trying to go inside. Well, people don't want to get inside the Word of God. They just want you to drive through and give it to them through the window. Well, I'm calling you to pray. Well, did you study the Word? Did you hear what God said? Well, that's why I'm calling you to pray for me. No, get into the Word and study the Word for yourself so you can get the relevant information from the Word and the relevant knowledge of how to get out of that situation. Yeah, you can have 20 million prayers. You can sleep on the floor, roll over the floor, fast and whatever. As long as you don't have information, you will still be stuck. You can fast 100 days for all I care, but I can tell you that you will come out of there still in the same situation, still dealing with it because you do not want to get into the Word for yourself to dig out, not just to read the Bible, to read it as a novel, but to crave for information from the Lord, you know, to, you know, settle down with the Word of God, speaking to the Lord as He speaks to you. Holy Spirit, show me here. Open my eyes to see exactly what is the secret, what is the mystery, what is the key that I'm missing here that I need to get to unlock this door that has been locked up. You know, how do I get to the root cause of this problem? Open my eyes. Reveal it to me, Holy Spirit. You spend time, not 2 minutes. It might require you to be in the Word for days before your eyes are open to see the key. Sometimes you could be sitting there and meditating on the Word of God for 2 weeks or even a month. And then finally you'd be like, oh, man, it could be the same thing. The Lord, the same Word. The Lord keeps telling you it's right there. It's right there. It's right there. Until you find it. I remember the Lord gave me a word one time about something He had told me to believe for in the ministry. And I'm reading that chapter, man. It was one chapter in the book of Ecclesiastes. I mean, I read that thing and read that thing. I could not get it. I mean, I read it and I read it. I said, where, Lord? I mean, probably after a month or two is when finally I was like, oh, this is it. But it took time to find it. I had to sit there, I had to ask, and I had to ask the Lord, what exactly, where is this word? Until I saw it, then I was like, there it is, now I've seen it. But before, because if I was doing it in a hurry, trying to get it, you might not get it. So you need to give it time. You need to give God time, you know, and once I got that word, boom, that was it. You know, I knew exactly the key that I needed to unlock the door that God wanted me to unlock here on earth. Amen. And so it takes time. You know, the reason why, you know, the disciples called Jesus Master was because He had an answer to every question and He knew what to do in every situation. He was in control of everything, including the winds and the waves of the sea. And so it's important for you and I to be, you know, in the position of gaining knowledge in order to unlock the doors that need to be unlocked in our lives. Those doors that you're praying for day in and day out, you might have been praying for the last 5 years or 10 years, and that door is not unlocking. The key is right there, the Word of God. You just have to settle down to crave for this information and to obey the Lord, and you'll see that door unlock. But we're out of time this morning, so we'll continue tomorrow with this teaching. God bless you all. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Bye-bye.